So right now in this room, there's music, there's pictures, there's videos, there's all kinds of stuff right here. You just have to have the right receiver. Remember in the old days when they had radios? You know, you can take your dial and go across the band of your AM station. You go slow to pick up every possible station. And no matter how much you claim it, no matter how much you bind and loose, no matter how much you prophesy, you will not pick up something on the FM band. The carnal man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. It was already written into your nature as a born-again believer to hear and to know the voice of God. In verse 9, it says, "Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him." Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. This verse is often read at funerals because we need, you know, something to comfort us when we're facing what we can't explain and don't understand. But it's not really a good verse for funerals. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard. The very next verse says, "But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit." It's never entered the mind of a person before. But guess what? You're now part of a tribe where it's your norm to get things that eyes have never seen, ears have never heard, and it's now filling your heart. Stuff that could never be anticipated for all of history is now your responsibility. Wow. He goes on to say, "We have received not the spirit of the world," verse 12, "we haven't received the spirit of the world. We've received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God." We haven't received the spirit of the world. We've received the Spirit of God. Why? That we might know what no eye has ever seen, what no ear has ever heard, what no heart has ever delighted in or embraced or enjoyed. The Spirit of God was given to you, to me, because we're to know these things. And he teaches in this chapter that the Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God. The Holy Spirit is the greatest search engine to ever exist. And he searches the biggest hard drive to ever exist. That's the mind of God. And he searches through all this stuff called the mind of God to find the gems, the treasures, the pieces of information, of insight, of imagination, all these things. He searches to give to you to make you more complete as a person, to be a part of a tribe that experiences what no eye has seen, no ear has heard. In other words, the Holy Spirit actually has as the responsibility to find that which makes you more complete in expressing a complete and full gospel of power. Create a context for this. Psalms 139 says that God's thoughts about us outnumber the sands of the seashore. I don't know if you've been to a beach recently, but man, there's a whole bunch of sand. All those little tiny grains of sand. This is one of the most mind-boggling thoughts in all of the scripture. He said, "My thoughts about you are more in number than every grain of sand on every beach on the planet, and they're all thoughts for your welfare, not your calamity." So when the Holy Spirit does a search, he's looking for one of those that will make your day. But in verse 14, he says, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God." Right now in this room, there's pictures. There's music. There's sporting events. There's even country music. I mean, I don't... Eric, when he was a teenager, said, "Dad, I like country music." I said, "Son, you want when your ears are healed." It was a joke. It was a joke. It was a joke. Lighten up. Leah told me, "Dad, I'm going to do a country album." I said, "Honey, I'll pretend to like it." Oh, I'm sorry. That's enough. I gotta stop. All right. It's one way to offend at least half the crowd right there. So right now in this room, there's music. There's pictures. There's videos. There's all kinds of stuff right here. You just have to have the right receiver. You put a TV receiver in here, and you can watch a movie, you can watch a sporting event, but it's actually right here. Yeah. It's actually right here. The music, it's right here. You just have to have the right receiver. And remember in the old days when they had radios? Yes, some of you younger people don't know what I'm talking about. It's a strange little box that sound came to. I don't know. I don't get it. But there was AM and there was FM. And, you know, you can take your dial and go across the band of your AM station. You can go slow to pick up every possible station. You can go from one end to the other. And no matter how much you claim it, no matter how much you bind and loose, no matter how much you prophesy, you will not pick up something on the FM band. The carnal man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. We do not need a well-trained carnal man. We need a surrendered, where the Spirit of God filling the individual enables us to hear from God. It's already been given to us. Scripture says it has been given to us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. It is written in stone. This is your assignment, to know the mysteries. To know the mysteries of another world. Because you will live from the reality of that world. And as you do, you will inspire a generation to hunger and to crave for what you're carrying. I don't believe we have the assignment to blend in to a world system. Our responsibility isn't to become like everybody so we're accepted. Our responsibility is to demonstrate the reality of a world they all hunger for and they don't know it. To put on display that which actually satisfies the craving, the cries of their heart. It has been given to us to know the kingdom, the mysteries of the kingdom. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice." It was already written into your nature as a born-again believer to hear and to know the voice of God. You can become anxious, you can become fearful, bitter, whatever, and pile a bunch of junk on your capacity to hear, but the ability to hear is still in you. It is the nature of the believer to hear from God. Yeah. Sometimes it's the weakness. Sometimes it's just stripping the stuff off and just getting down to the most base level of who we are as followers of Jesus. That reactivates that capacity for hearing. It says, the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. They are foolishness to him, nor can he know them.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20, it's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.